بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذهب ثلث الليل قام فقال: يا أيها الناس اذكروا الله، جاءت الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة، جاء الموت بما فيه، جاء الموت بما فيه. قلت: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، إني أكثر الصلاة عليك، فكم أجعل لك من صلاتي؟ فقال: ما شئت. قلت: الربع. قال: ما شئت، فإن زدت فهو خير لك. قلت: فالنصف. قال: ما شئت، فإن زدت فهو خير لك. قلت: فالثلثين. قال: ما شئت، فإن زدت فهو خير لك. قلت: أجعل لك صلاتي كلها. قال: إذن تكفى همك ويغفر لك ذنبك. رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه narrates that when one third of the night would pass, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand up and say, O people, remember Allah Ta'ala, the rajifah, the first blowing of the trumpet has come and it will be followed. The first blowing of the trumpet has come and it will be followed by the radifah, the second blowing of the trumpet. We know that between the two blowings of the trumpet, there'll be a period of 40 years. Now this was so clear in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as though he's saying it has come. Sometimes, you know, people are waiting for the bus, for example, to go for the ijtima. A whole lot of us are waiting for the bus. And somebody sees the bus on the top of Randall's Road. They say, the bus has come, the bus has come. Yet the bus hasn't come right here. In other words, it's nearby. But we start screaming, it's come. In other words, it's right here. So like that, Akhirat was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blowing of the trumpet was so close. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could perceive that it's not something that is very, very far-fetched. So to tell us in that light, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the blowing of the trumpet has come and it will be followed by the radifah, the second blowing of the trumpet, which 40 years later, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, death has come, would all that it comprises of. Death has come with all that it comprises of. So he's saying, Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I send salutations upon you, abundant salutations upon you, how much of my time should I dedicate for you? In other words, his question was, is that when I make dua, that in my dua, how much of my dua should be dedicated towards salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of my time should I dedicate for you? So this was a question, what a beautiful question to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we seldom make dua. And then in the dua of ours, how much of time do we dedicate salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So here, this was the question he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of time should I dedicate for you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you like. I asked a quarter, he replied, as much as you like. But if you do more, it will be better for you. I asked a half, he replied, as much as you like. But if you do more, it will be better for you. I asked two-thirds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, as much as you like. But if you do more, it will be better for you. I asked, can I dedicate all my time in sending salutations upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you do so, your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. Here from this hadith we see the benefit of reciting salawat durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This durood sharif is zikr also, it is salawat, is a dua upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a great means of benefit for us. Just to mention three benefits amongst the many benefits that there is. One of the benefits for a person reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes his grief. Who doesn't have worries today? Every person has got worries. Doesn't matter who he is. He's got some worries, some concern. Everyone has got it. Either financial, it's either medical, it's either mental, it's either issues with the family, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, children. Someone has got some type. Everyone has got some type of problem. But the treatment for one of the cures for problems and worries and concerns and grief is what? Durood Sharif. So that is the first salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So That is one of the benefits. The next benefit is whatever dharuriyat, whatever necessities a person has in life, a person needs his basics to come out, a person needs the necessities of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him because of the salawat he's sending upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing ulama explain is that this person's sins will be forgiven. Allah ta'ala through the barakat of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sins will be forgiven. Now if we look at these three things, it basically covers everything that we need in life. The first is we want our worries to go away, our griefs, our concerns, our pressures, we want it to go away. Then we want our zaruriyat, our necessities to be sorted out. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us. Not to say we don't have to make an effort. We'll still have to make an effort, but it'll become easy for us. And the third thing is our sins will be forgiven. Such an easy way to do it. And we don't have to read long zikr, long salawat, whatever is easy on the tongue. For example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's so easy on the tongue. Person can continuously read it instead of just listening to the radio, instead of just reading and wasting time in the newspaper. Let us moisten our tongue with salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people that will be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah are those that recited the most excessive durood upon salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So which one of us doesn't want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in akhirat? But one of the tricks is increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another effective way is this kitab durood and salam. There you got 40 salawat, 40 durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can take our time daily, take our time daily. If we can take our time weekly, at least on a Friday, take our time and recite it. It will take a little bit of time, but it's not very hard. The words are very similar, so it's easy to catch on, and a person can recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us make it part of our daily routine. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.